Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. Today's episode is going to be about the easiest step-by-step way to find the right pre- and post-workout routine for you. And just like all of my other episodes, I'm just going to speak from my personal experience, what I do before the gym, after the gym, for my workout routine, and just give a step-by-step explanation of why I do what I do and how it's made such a big difference in my life. If you've been following me on Instagram or TikTok, you might have seen that I've been filming my pre- and post-workout routine, and it made me realize how much of a routine it really is. The things that I'm doing every single day, I truly do every single time that I'm going to the gym and after the gym and during my workout. So I just thought it was a fun episode, especially if any of you guys are on a fitness journey. Don't underestimate what you can do before the gym and after the gym. Of course, the workout itself is really important. And whenever I go to the gym, I try to really be in the workout and focus on my form and mind to muscle and all of that. But what you do before the gym and after the gym can be just as important. So we'll talk about all of that today. But before we get into it, I have a few obsessions of the week and then also a dislike and a word of the week. If you guys are new, I do segments at the beginning of my episodes. And my not your typical obsession this week is one that, if you've been here for a while, maybe won't be too surprising, but our lease always ends in May. And I think the obsession this week has just been the fact that we can really change up our lives if we want to, and the options are there, and we could stay at our house, we can move to a different area, we could move back home to Arizona, we could honestly do so many things. And I think it's really exciting that Hunter and I both work from home, and we also are the type of people that really like to strive for more and different things. And I just get really, really excited when there's options for my future. And it doesn't mean that I'm not happy with where we're at. We are obsessed with our life, our routine, and I would live in this house and buy it and be happy for the rest of my life. But the whole point is that we really like to challenge ourselves and switch things up. So we've just been kind of romanticizing the idea of different things and thinking like, oh, well, what would be better for us? And I'm just really, really excited, especially if we were to move back home. Like, it's definitely just like a little conversation we've been having, because we just miss our friends and family so much, and I personally feel homesick a lot, so it's definitely been something we've talked about. But at the same time, we love our family and friends and our routine here in California, so it's like, it's hard to decide, but it's all exciting things. And yeah, we just like to challenge ourselves, and every time we've moved this past couple of years, it's been the best experience ever, and it's been so fun to be in a new space, a new area. It's just something we really like to do. And I feel like I have gotten hate in the past about moving. Like, I don't think Hunter and I have ever stayed longer than a year at any of our places, but it's truly just a personal preference. I work from home. I get that feeling of being stagnant a lot, as I'm sure you guys have probably noticed if you follow me for a while, because even with social media, I like to kind of switch it up. And when I was doing YouTube for a really long time, I wanted to start a podcast. And when I kind of get in the rut of my content on TikTok, I try to change it up and start a new series. Like, that's just who I am, and it helps my brain stay inspired. And if that means moving, then it means moving. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't. It's fine. But I just think everybody needs to do exactly what they feel is right for them. And yeah, I'm just really, really excited. We're actually going to tour a house on Saturday. That's in a little bit of a different area, still Orange County. I would never move out of Orange County. There's no other place I'd want to live in California, maybe San Diego, but we just love it over here. So nothing crazy, just like switch up of environment and maybe hopefully get some more closet space because we have zero closets in this house. But anyway, my dislike from the week is just a little one, but Hunter's going on a trip, and I hate saying that that's a dislike because obviously he's going to have a lot of fun, but I'm like selfishly sad because one, I hate being apart from him. We legit are together 24/7. I don't think people understand, like, even if I'm in the bedroom and he's in his office, like, I could yell to him and be like, babe, what do you blah, 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 think about this? And vice versa. And then obviously, like, our weekends are all spent together. Even if we go hang out with friends, we'll usually go together. And I don't know, that's just kind of how we've lived our life since quarantine, I would say. And I'm just used to it. So I'm sad that he's going, but I definitely want to try and like romanticize it and maybe take myself on a date and do fun things, deep clean the house, do the boring things that I find fun that like usually I wouldn't do if I was with people or with Hunter. So that is the update from my life. Let's get into the episode. I want to start off with the first tip that I have for finding a routine for you, and that is what motivates you. So I'll give examples in each of these columns from my actual routine. The things that motivate me in the morning, and I'm talking the second your alarm goes off, you open your eyes, what could you do to motivate yourself to get out of bed? This is not going to surprise anybody, but my favorite thing in the entire world is coffee. Oh my God, I love coffee. I love the smell of it. I love the taste of it. I like the latte that I've put together. And it honestly just is the first thing that I think of the second my eyes wake up. I used to grab my phone, and I have seen a lot online about trying to go the first 30 minutes without your phone and all of that. And that is something that I personally choose to do because I work on my phone. So I will wake up to messages from my management or emails, and I just try not to focus on work the second that my eyes wake up. And especially with the personality type that I have, if I see something from work and it is urgent, I will just dive into it really quickly, and then I just like will get sucked into it for the next 3 hours. And I really like to spend time with myself in the morning. But I've also seen the flip side of it, where maybe you love scrolling on social media, maybe it gives you inspo, maybe it's just a way for you to disconnect. So if that's the one thing that can motivate you to open your eyes in the morning and kind of wake you up those first 10 minutes of the day, there's nothing wrong with anything. If something works for your life, then do it and let it work for you. But mine is coffee. And that's another thing. Like, somebody might say, well, coffee spikes your cortisol, you shouldn't drink that on an empty stomach in the morning. I do understand that, but there are things that I try to do with my coffee. Like, I'll have my water, I'll read, I'll go outside. There's things that I do that chill me out as well. But lately, I've been going to my workout classes really early, and I will just go grab my coffee and immediately go into the bathroom, and I have a workout set sitting there that I put out the night before. So those are the two things that always get me out of bed and honestly excite me. One, I like to pick out workout sets that inspire me and are cute and maybe something I haven't worn yet or haven't worn in a while. I'll like rotate my workout sets usually, so I haven't like worn it in a while and I get excited about it. And maybe it's like a fun, cute color combo that I've never worn. But I'll just put it in the bathroom because I know that if I see it, I'm on autopilot. And I'm like, okay, I'll just put that on. So immediately I go to get my coffee, make my coffee, drink it on the way to the bathroom. And then I put together my workout set for the day. Or put on my workout set for the day because it's already put together. So try to find something that will get you out of bed. And it can be the smallest things. Like I said, the coffee, the workout set. Maybe it's making your bed in the morning makes you feel good, or maybe you do love to read and you lay your book out and you read for 10 minutes before your day starts, or you have tea already sitting out at the kettle and that's what gets you out of bed. Just find whatever like genuinely makes you happy and do that first thing in the morning, because it will help with your alarm going off. The second thing that I put is hygiene, skin, and hair. This is the next step to my morning routine / pre-workout routine. Like I said, I work out really early in the morning, so my morning routine has turned into my pre-workout routine. After I put on my workout set, I'll just brush my hair, I'll put my self-care on, that's usually just SPF if the sun's out, or eye cream, I'll brush my teeth, I'll do my mouthwash, and this just gets the ball moving for the day. on the days that I don't go straight to the gym or say I don't have a workout that day, I will still do this because even if I'm not going to work out, just the act of putting myself together always makes me have a better day. And I really notice this even like on the weekends, because I don't typically do this on the weekends. I don't work out usually on like Sunday. So I just don't like wake up and put on a workout set and do all these little pre-workout things. But I just notice a huge difference in my motivation when I pull myself together in the morning. So I'll do that. And then the next thing I have, this could be different for everybody. For me personally, there's different ways I like to fuel myself for different types of workouts, but I find that having something in my stomach really, really helps me for my workouts, especially fast digesting carbs. And that is the one thing that I just have to grab before my workout. Even if I'm literally running out the door before spin, I will grab a banana, or honestly, that's usually my go-to, or protein bar, or just something to put in my stomach that can help boost that energy. I notice a huge difference in my strength. I notice a huge difference in how long I can go, my energy. Some of my favorite pre-workouts, for example, is, this is actually my current fave and it has been for a really long time. I love using these little, they're like brown rice puff crisps. That's the best way I can explain it. But they're pretty much crackers that I like putting peanut butter, banana, honey, and cinnamon on. And then sometimes I'll do hemp seeds for extra protein just for fun. But they're genuinely my favorite pre-workout because of the way they make me feel. I feel like they give me the best fuel and I just like the texture of them. Sometimes I'll do like a sourdough toast with peanut butter and banana. I usually do something like sweet for before my workout and then after my workout savory. That's literally just a personal preference of taste. And then also there's a lot of sugary things like bananas and maple syrup that are fast digesting carbs, so I usually gravitate towards those. But that combination with the peanut butter, banana, and cracker, you have to try it. It's a texture thing. It's so, so good. And then another option that maybe I would grab is a smoothie, just something that has fruit in it, maybe coconut water to give me more hydration. And yeah, that's usually what I do. So I'll fuel after I get ready. And with fuel, I also put hydrate because it's very important to stay hydrated, especially if you're doing something where you're sweating. So for me, if I go to spin, it's a non-negotiable for me to have electrolytes because I sweat so much. Like, I feel like I sweat more than anybody in the entire room, and definitely anybody, more than anybody that I know. I'm just a huge sweater, and like, I feel like when I'm doing cardio, I truly feel run down if I don't have electrolytes, and I can feel a difference in how hydrated I am. And it's not just hydrating after, but we also want to hydrate before our workouts and then during our workouts as well. So for me, electrolyte favorites are two different brands, Water Drop and Element, because I like the ingredients in them and I like the flavor of them. And this is a good point because if there's things that I try to add into my routine and I genuinely do not love them, if I don't like the flavor of it, I will not drink it. And these are so good. The Water Drop grapefruit one and then the Electrolyte Element raspberry one. So, so good. You guys have tried them. I just get them on Amazon. They are pretty expensive considering it's a powder that you put in your water, but what they do for me really, really makes me feel good. They do have stevia in them, the Element do. So if that's something that bugs your stomach, then just be aware of that. But I do not get bugged at all by stevia. So those are some of my favorite ways to fuel before my workout. And then when I actually get to the gym, actually, let's back up. My favorite thing to do on the way to the gym is blast music and put my windows down. Luckily, I live in California, so most of the time it's not like raining or obviously not snowing. So I'll just put my sunroof down, even if I just crack it a little bit, get fresh air, and play my favorite music. Right now, I honestly have been listening to a lot of Drake. I don't know why. I just feel like it's a chill vibe and he always just has the best music. So I'll play him, or I like Zach Bryan if I want like a chill vibe on the way to the gym. That's usually like on my way to spin in the morning. I'm like not ready for anything too crazy. I'll just listen to that. Or I love Taylor Swift. So those are my three favorite artists right now. I should start saying in my episodes my current favorite artist, because I just love music, and I love like switching what I listen to because I also get sick of music a lot. So I like to switch it up, and those are my three favorites right now. And I'll just blast that on the way to the gym. It's important to kind of get yourself in the mindset before you work out. I feel like it helps to think about why you're going to the gym. Maybe if you need to give yourself some affirmations on the way to the gym. Maybe not even just about your workout, because I feel like a lot of us, especially if you listen to this podcast, I feel like a lot of us work out for reasons that are completely different than actual physical results. And for me, it's all about setting up my day in a good way. It's about doing something I genuinely love and am passionate about, something that feels really good to my body. And it's also that sense of completing a task that I promised myself that I would do that day and checking it off my list first thing in the morning, going about my day, knowing that I already did that. It truly makes a huge difference in my day. And also, it's helped me with my relationships in my life because I have a lot of friends that also are very passionate about fitness. It's something that I also do for my career. So it's super fulfilling in that way. Like, everybody's going to have different reasons why they show up to the gym. But thinking about that is honestly life changing when you think about it on the way to the gym, especially if you ever feel like you're getting in a rut with your workouts or the gym, or even something that's completely unrelated to fitness. If there's just something that you do every single day and it's obviously become a routine, if you ever feel like you are in a rut, thinking about the actual reason why you started, or thinking back to when you started and what you've done so far that has changed or maybe you've progressed in, can be really, really uplifting. And it's just a good time to think about it when you're on the way to the gym or like walking into the gym or stretching and warming up. Really quickly, I want to talk about the sponsor of today's episode, which is Caraway Home. This is one of my favorite sponsors because not only do I love home decor, but I also love cooking, as you guys know. And I'm also a very holistic approach person. And Caraway Home is a company that I fully, fully support. They have non-toxic pans, pots and pans, and they also have other home products that I'm dying to get, but I do have their pan set. And not only does it make cooking so much easier because they're non-stick, but because they're non-toxic, it's not letting any chemicals leach into the food that I'm cooking. And I'm somebody that really does prioritize my health. I try and eat healthier options and cook with colorful fruits and vegetables. So of course, I don't want added chemical just leaching into my food through my pots and pans. So of course, it is a huge luxury to have these pots and pans, and they definitely look like it. They are so aesthetically pleasing. I will keep them on my counter as decor, but they really do make me feel good about what I'm doing for my health. And it's a company that I trust, and they have everything to prove it on their website. So please check them out. Do your research about your pots and pans. If you're looking for a very, very cute set that's also non-toxic, then definitely check them out. You guys can actually use my code. It's Caitlin, and it will get you a discount when you apply it at checkout. So just want to share that with you guys. If you are looking to get 10% off your new pots and pans set, go to carawayhome.com/Caitlin and check out everything they have. Again, they also have other products as well. They have meal prep containers, they have bowls, they have everything. So check them out. Thank you so much, Caraway Home, for sponsoring today's episode. And let's get back into it. Which brings me to my next part of my workout routine, which is still the pre-workout, by the way, and that is warming up. So there's two things that I do for warming up. The first one is actually getting like my heart rate and body ready for the workout. So some of my favorite ways to do that is walking on a treadmill. If I'm lifting, I will walk on the treadmill usually just at 3 incline, 3 speed for 10, 15 minutes, get my heart rate up, and just try and, again, like lock in to the workout and push whatever thoughts I'm trying to think about, work, friends, life, aside, because I just really like to put my full energy and focus in my workouts. And that's definitely taken time to be able to put yourself in that mindset. But I do find warming up my body and not jumping straight into the workout really, really is helpful. And of course, it's also helpful for your muscles. You never want to just directly go straight into your lift or directly straight into your workout, because you could pull something and it's never a good thing. So I'll warm up for about 10, 15 minutes. And then the next part of my workout, or warm up before my workout, is dynamic stretching. You want to work on dynamic stretches before your workout, because you're not signaling your body that we're warming down, or cooling down, but we're warming up and we're getting ready to loosen up our muscles before workout. You will probably notice if you work out in the morning, your muscles are way more tight in the morning than they are midday or at nighttime. So if you do work out in the morning, this is even more essential. It's literally always essential to stretch before your workouts and warm up, but specifically in the morning. So that is me. I work out in the mornings, but I have some videos on my TikTok of dynamic stretches that I do, and you can look them up. They're really simple. Think of it as hyping your muscles up for the workout. So after my dynamic stretches, if I'm doing a glute day or a back workout that day, I will activate that specific muscle group. So maybe I'm doing banded glute work. That activation that relates to the workout can also be really important. So that's how I warm up. And then for my actual workout, I like to structure my workouts as my compound exercises, my single leg or single arm exercises, and then I'll do a core burnout of some sort, and then I'll cool down after. The reason I like to do this, especially starting with the compound exercises at the beginning, is because you have the most energy at the beginning of your workouts. Compound exercises use multiple different muscle groups, and they are typically the hardest exercise of the workout. So you want to have all that energy to be able to do it with good form, to be able to hit that workout in case maybe you end up leaving three exercises in or four exercises in, and you already hit that main muscle group that you were purposely hitting that day. So instead of starting with the core workouts that I usually do at the end of my workouts, I would start with a squat or RDLs, or if it's back day, bent over rows. So the hardest workout, the one that uses the most muscles, is where I start, and then I will trickle into the single leg work, single arm work, like I said, and then core. The reason I like to use my core in every single workout is because you do integrate your core throughout different exercises. So even if I'm doing a squat, I'm still engaging my core. And if I don't have a strong core, then I could hurt my back. Also, think about what you do throughout the day. If I'm bending down to grab a laundry bin, I'm using my core. If I'm literally sitting up at my desk trying to work on my posture, I'm using my core. So I really find it important, not only in my workouts, but in my daily life, to strengthen my core. So it's something I want to work on every day. I find that way more effective for me, rather than if I do legs, shoulders, tries, and then an ab day on Wednesday, and then a push day, and then a pull day. I prefer to just incorporate it for 5 to 10 minutes at the end of every single workout that I go to the gym for. And some weeks that's 3 days, some weeks that's 2 days at the gym. And yeah, that's just what I do. Obviously, when I'm spinning, I'm not like going and working on core after. So that's why I'm saying only when I go to the gym. And sometimes, like I said, it will be the 2 times that week that I work on core. Sometimes it's the 3 days of the week. It's always different. My next part of my workout routine is the post-workout. And this is pretty simple, but after I stretch, after, I will go home and instantly have something with some protein in it. And usually this is my breakfast, because I work out in the morning. So my pre-workout is kind of like my first breakfast or like a snack. And then after the gym, I'll have my actual breakfast. So some of my breakfast favorites are oatmeal. I really like overnight oats because it's super easy. I always try to get to work as fast as I can, like not drive to work, but go to work on my computer as fast as I can. So just having really quick breakfast options is nice. If I'm going to make a longer breakfast, it's probably going to be avocado toast with some eggs, or I really like doing protein pancakes, but really trying to utilize the fact that I need protein right after my workout. And not only am I just having protein, but I also am always focusing on having a balanced plate: protein, carbs, fat, fiber, making it colorful. Those are just things that make me feel really good. So I will fuel after my workout. And then my favorite thing lately is to take Coco on a walk somewhere that's different than our neighborhood. Obviously, when I wake up really early, I have time to go and do this. I know it's not very realistic every single day, but I have been taking her to the beach in the morning or just on a different little trail. And I feel like not only is it really good for me mentally, but it's also really good for her. And I find that switching up my routine is mentally stimulating for her and mentally stimulating for me, to the point where it makes me feel like I'm romanticizing another element of my life. And even though a walk on its own is fine, and just going and walking straight out of my house and going through the neighborhood is what I do a lot of the time, but taking it that extra step and just taking a different route has been really fun. And I've just honestly been doing that since starting my little workout routine series, because I noticed I was doing the exact same thing every day, and it's just fun to switch it up sometimes. So that's what I do. And then yeah, I'll shower and get ready for whatever I have for the rest of the day. So that is my pre and post workout routine. Obviously, it's very niche down to my lifestyle and what I do for work, what I enjoy doing. And I hope you guys at least found it fun to learn what I do every single day. If not, hopefully you took some inspo to incorporate into your own life. But I want to end off with a journal prompt. I need to get back to doing the journal prompts at the end of my episodes. I love journaling, and I just recently bought myself a new 5-minute journal because my other one was practically finished, and I also spilled coffee on it and it was just bugging me. I've had 3 of these, so that tells you how much I really love this journal. And I will usually just do gratitude journaling, but I want to get back into doing actual prompts. So I wrote down today, why do we want to work on our routine and how are we going to show up for ourselves this week? That is the journal prompt that I'm going to be writing. Hopefully you guys will also write it too. And then I also want to give a book rec that I find so good. It's called Journey to the Heart. I've restarted it today. I've already read it, and it's a passage a day type of book. And I just really, really love the passages in it. I feel like they speak to me. They are very, very uplifting, encouraging. They never make me feel negative. Because I feel like sometimes when something's self-help related, it can become kind of negative. Like some of the books that are more tough love. And I just don't want to read that in the morning. So yeah, I just wanted to give that book rec. It's called Journey to the Heart. I restarted it this week. You read one passage a day and they're titled the day of the week that it is. So if it's March 12th, it'll say March 12th and you read it that day. And it's a nice little thing to do after I journal. And sometimes I'll just end up picking it up midday if I didn't have time to journal that morning because I was running to spin or whatever. And it's just nice. It's an uplifting little skip in my step throughout the day. So anyway, I hope you guys have the best week. Next week is Easter. So happy early Easter. Like I said, we're going home to Arizona, so I'll definitely vlog that trip. We might look at some houses for fun, but I will update you guys not only on our living situation, but just on everything as time goes. I know I skipped the podcast episode last week, but if you guys don't follow me on YouTube or all of my other social medias, I'm constantly updating on there as we live life. But I really just can't post an episode if I don't have any inspo of what I want to talk about, so if you ever see a missed Wednesday, just know it was intentional. And I'm not just skipping it because I don't have time for you guys. But okay, I love you guys. I hope you have the best week, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.